prophetic prayer declarations. We decree and declare this is the day of the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. We decree and declare we are healed of the Lord. We decree and declare the strength of the Lord. We decree and declare clarity over our lives. We decree and declare angelic visitation take place on this day. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people and their families. We decree and declare abundance this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surrounds and encompasses us. We decree and declare connection. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding. Take us over right now, O Lord. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and our family lives. We decree and declare fruit-bearing good works this day. We decree and declare in you move, live, and have our being. We decree and declare right relations. Can you please open up the line so we can pray in our heavenly language?
I am. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this new day. We thank you for allowing us to have breath in our body, even now, Father God. We thank you for every life that's here on the line on this morning, even now, Father God. We thank you for all of our families and our loved ones, even those that couldn't even make it on the line on this morning, Father God. We thank you for the fresh new season that we're in even now, Father God. We thank you for life. We thank you for love even now. We thank you for compassion, Father God. Father God, we lift those up that are sick in the shut-in, Father God. We lift them up even now, Father God. Allow them to be whole. Make them whole, Father God, as you and only you can, even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for touching our elders and our children even now, Father God. Order their steps, Father God. Father God, keep them in their right minds even now, Father God. Allow no weapon formed against us to prosper even now, Father God. Father God, order our steps. Lead us and guide us in the way that we need to go even now, Father God. Father God, forgive us for our sins even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for peace, Father God. Allow a fresh wind of peace to fall on each and every one of us even now, in our hearts and our minds and our homes and our spirits even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for ordering us and allowing our steps to be ordered by you, Father God. Father God, we thank you for innovative ideas even now. We thank you for new beginnings. We thank you for trust, and we thank you for your mercy, Father God. Thank you for refreshing us each and every moment, Father God. Father God, I want to continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. I love you, Lord. And Father God, allow right relationships to come into our lives, Father God. Father, give us clarity on what it is that we're doing, Father God, and allow our eyes to be opened and our ears to be opened for your voice, Father God. In your mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Isaiah 55, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this opportunity to come before you in prayer once again, God, lifting up our voices to you this morning, God, thanking you for being in the midst of us, God. You said we're two or three gathered together. You are in the midst, God. We know you hear our every cry, and we thank you, Father, for being with us, being in the midst of us, for covering us, God. Thank you for your mercy, because your mercy endures forever. Thank you for peace. Thank you for the provisions that you supply us on a daily basis. Thank you for the breath in our bodies, God. Thank you for our blood running warm. Thank you, God, that you have allowed us to see this new day. Thank you for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah, who've allowed us to come before you in this platform, lifting up our voices to your ears, God. Thank you, Father, and thank you for your mercy. God, I ask you to remember each and every person on the line, God. Those who are listening in, bless them in a mighty way. Strengthen them, strengthen their bodies, God. Increase their wisdom, God. And just draw them to you even the more, God. Thank you for your people. Thank you for leading us and guiding us, God. And thank you for your love, which is everlasting, God. You are a God of wisdom, a God of mercy, and you don't sleep or slumber, God. You know everything about us. You're always with us, even our very breath. Thank you, Father. Thank you for comforting us, God. And thank you for these prophets who are on the line, who are diligent in coming on every day, God. And bless Prophetess Joyce Hartley, God. And bless your prophets, God. Just bless them and thank you for them, God. And I ask you to remember the elders, God, all of the golden seers, God, whom we hardly see anymore, but bless them, Lord. Strengthen Mother Jordan and strengthen Mother Delmas and Mother Cleola and all of the mothers, God. Just strengthen them, God. Protect them and increase them, God. And look upon those who are in the hospitals, Lord, and people who are suffering constantly, God. God, heal your people, those who are on the sick list. And we remember Meek Mill, God, and all of those names that were called, God. I just ask you to remember them. And I thank you for my own healing. I give you glory, honor, and praise, God. In your name, Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Father God, we trust that word, and we trust that we can rest in you, Father God. You are our beginning and our end, Father God. You're the one who gives us strength in the things that we need daily. And as I was thinking, God, on you watching over the birds and you watching over the animals, surely you watch over us, Father God. If you love them and provide in the natural for the things that they need, surely, Father God, you cover us, Father God, with daily supplications, the things that we need, God, and we bless your name for that. Thank you, God, for relationships with our fathers and our mothers and strengthening us in our mind and our hearts and our body, God. Thank you for marriages being healed, Father God, in this hour, and the relationships with the fathers and sons, Father God, and the mothers and the daughters and the stepfathers and the stepmothers, Father God. Thank you for the covering of these relationships, and thank you for favor with banking institutes and housing and even with people, Father God, that when we walk in a room, Father God, the sweet spiritual fragrance, Father God, will allure and will attract the right people, Father God. Thank you for our spiritual leaders, Father God, that teach us and give us studies, Father God, that you bring even through them, that we're able to stand on days and encourage one another with these words. Thank you for, Father God, the school institutions that are right, God, the ones that are taking care of and teaching our young people, God, and even the colleges, those who decide to go back to colleges, favor with those, God. And we cancel out any evil spirit, God, that is not trying to teach right or do your people right, Father God. We cancel them out in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you for the power, God, that you have given us that we can decree and declare things. For we declare and we decree that we're whole in Jesus' name. And we decree and we declare and declare that no weapon that is formed against us will ever prosper. We thank you for the prayer list, all those names mentioned every day, Father God. And even Charlie Mack, that you, Father God, restore, you revitalize, you heal, you just touch them in a mighty way, touch them from their mind, Father God, to the tip of their toes, Father God. We give your name always the praise, and we thank you, God, for Archbishop and Pastor Jordan. As we hold them up, you hold us up, Father God. We thank you for everything you're doing in our life. We thank you for the breakthrough, the miracles, and the financial blessings. We're claiming, we're decreeing these things, we're seeing them, we're holding them, we're tasting them, we're feeling this and getting full of these blessings that you've given us, God. You're an awesome God, and we love you forevermore, evermore, God. We give your name the praise. For you are our God. We belong to you. All that we have is coming from you. And we give your name the praise, honor, and the glory. Amen.
Father God, I just thank you for being able to just be in your presence this day. I thank you for Archbishop Ebernard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan. I thank you for strengthening them daily. Thank you for all the prophets. I thank you for poems that everyone would be able to attend and have safety to and from. I thank you in advance for the miracles you perform in our lives. I thank you for the open doors that no man can shut. I thank you for new and right connections. I thank you for the healing of all of your people, of you being Jehovah Rapha, healing all those on the prayer request list. I thank you, Lord, for the conversations of peace worldwide. You deserve all the honor and glory, Father God, and I love you. I thank you for the fivefold ministries. May they continue to teach your people the truth of who you are. And I thank you for your word, the Bible, which is our foundation. I thank you for all the people who are seeking you and finding you, Father God. I thank you that I can trust just as well as everybody on this line can trust who you are, Lord, and allow you to direct their steps in the season. I thank you for all the mothers of the church worldwide. I thank you for the wisdom and clarity that they all give us through conversations. I thank you for the hedge of protection, and I thank you for the early release of my son, Paul Nesbitt, which will be June 18th, 2018. I thank you for protecting Meek Mills and all the men that is in prison. I thank you, Lord, for their release. Thank you for the hedge of protection for all the children worldwide, keeping them safe, Lord, to and from as they travel to school. I thank you for the school system. May you continually to give the head down to the teachers clarity and wisdom to teach our children. I thank you for new witty ideas. I thank you for restoration and debt cancellation and a fresh wind of peace and love in all of the households worldwide. Thank you for new opportunities and wealth. I thank you, Lord, for who you are. Thank you for creating me, Father. I thank you for your angels that you dispatch to assist the devastated countries and cities so they could have restoration. I thank you for the first family, the Jordan family, and I thank you for their legacy, and I thank you for all the legacies on this line. I thank you for the training that Archbishop Ebenard gives us daily. I thank you for bringing us from glory to glory. I thank you for your son being a yes, that he saved all of us. I thank you for promotions and entrepreneurship that's arising in the season and business. And I thank you for housing favor worldwide. I thank you for covering the homeless. I thank you for your presence, always being right there with us, Father God. I thank you for the fire you bring I thank you for the fire that you bring to break every curse of addiction. I thank you, Father God, that everything that you do in our lives is for our benefit. I give you all the honor, praise, and glory. I love you, Lord. In Jesus' almighty name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. I will extol the Lord with all my heart in the council of the upright and in the assembly. Great are the works of the Lord. They are pondered by all who delight in them. Glorious and majestic are his deeds, and his righteousness endures forever. He has caused his wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. Father, we thank you that you are a covenant-keeping God. We thank you, Father God, that you're a good God and that you're full of mercy, God, and you're full of grace and compassion. We adore you and we thank you, Father God, for your goodness, God. And we thank you, Father God, that you have shown us mercy day in and day out, God. We thank you, Father God, that we are still in the land of the living, God. And we thank you and we decree and declare, God, that we will have good health, long life, longevity, God. We pray for vision and insight, God. We pray that you will direct our feet, Father God, because the footsteps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. We pray that you will order us in righteousness and rightful thinking, God. We ask, God, that you will order our steps, Father God, in purpose and in our destiny, God. We pray, Father God, for the unsaved, God. We pray salvation, Father God. We pray that the gospel will be preached in the four corners of the earth, God, and that every person will have an opportunity to hear the word of God, and that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord, God. We thank you that the gospel will be preached, God, and we thank you, Father God, for the mannerism of God. We thank you, Father God, for the protection of God, and we thank you for the will of God, Lord. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, God, and we pray for your presence, God. We pray, Father God, for your presence. We pray for your anointing, God, and we pray, Father God, that you will send the fathers back to the house of God, send the men back to the house of God. Your word says that there are many teachers, but very few fathers, God. We pray for the fathers today, God, and we pray for stability, God. We pray that you will encourage them and build them up, God. We pray, Father God, that they will have stamina and they will have faith, God, and God, that they will never lose hope and that their heart will never wax cold, God. We thank you, Father God, that you are mighty God, because you hold the king of the heart of the king in your hands, God. And we thank you that you are more than able and more than willing, Father God. As two or three are gathered together and touching a green, Father God, you can do it, God, and we know that you can because we have faith, Father God, that you will bring, Father God, the husbands, the fathers, back into the fold, God. We thank you, Father God, for the women who have stood proxy for their children, God. We thank you for the women, Father God, who have stood proxy even for the nations, God. We thank you, Father God, for for the uplifting, Father God. We thank you for the encouragement, God. We thank you for the wisdom and the mind of God this day, God. We ask, Father God, that you would bring, God, Father God, restoration, Father God, to those cities that have been devastated, to those countries, God. We pray that you will restore, God. We pray, God, that you will replenish, Father God. And we thank you for it in advance, God. We pray, Father God, for the dreamers, God. We pray that families will not be separated and children be separated, God. We pray for a solution, a righteous solution, Father God. We pray, Father God, that you will hear the effective prayers of the righteous, God, because they prevail as much, God. We pray, Father God, that the doors of opportunities will open for your people, God, will open for the dreamers, God, will open, Father God, for the men, Father God, and for the women, God. We pray that your people, Father God, will be established, God. You said that if we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, that you would establish us, God, and if we believe in the prophets, that we would prosper. Father God, we command the work of your hands this evening, God, and we're thanking you for the breakthrough right now, God. You said that we could come reason together, God, and we have many reasons, God, to come before you, God, and we pray, God, that you will know the heart of men, God, and that you will know the heart of your people, Father God, and as we pray, Father God, you will answer our prayers that we pray aloud, our silent prayers, God. We pray, Father God, for favor this evening, God. We pray, Father God, that favor will follow us all the days of our life, just as good and just as grace and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, God. We thank you, Father God, for new beginnings, God. And we thank you for the breakthrough, and we thank you for open doors, God. We thank you for resolution, Father God. Ekalabo shata in the nations, God, and in the government, God. Ekalabo shete. We thank you, Father God. Ekalabo shata. Whatever, Father God, ekalabo silelebo shata. It's coming down, Father God, whatever laws, whatever rules, God, that stand against, Father God, the poor, that are unjust, Father God. I thank you for the defense of God this evening, God. And that your word, Father God, says that you came to set the captive free, God, and to deliver them that are bound, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for your mercy this evening, God. We thank you, Father God, that you, the weight of the government is on your shoulders, God. And we thank you, Father God, for intervention, divine intervention, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that the workings of the Holy Spirit are at work even now, Father God. And we thank you for the host of angels, the angelical host, Father God, that are doing warfare on our behalf, God, and sending the ministering angels to minister to us day and night, God. We thank you for revelation, God, and we thank you for vision and understanding, Father. And we thank you, God, that you're doing a new thing, God. And Father God, it shall spring forth, God. And we thank you in advance that all things are working together for our good. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we just want to thank you. We bless your holy name this morning, Father. We humble ourselves before you, Lord. We are saying, my God, that you are God, and besides you, there is no other. We thank you, Father, that you are Jehovah Jireh. You are Jehovah Nisi. You are El Shaddai, God Almighty. Oh, Yahweh. Thank you, my Father. God, in the name of Jesus, I declare your lordship over this day, my God. We get under your cover and anointing in the early riser, my God. We thank you, Father, even for all the prophets on the line, my God. We thank you even for those, my God, those who didn't have time to come on the line, Father. We cover them with the blood of Jesus, my God. And we thank you, Father, that the keys of heaven have been given unto us, Lord. And whatsoever we bind on earth, it shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever we lose on earth, it shall be losing in heaven, my God. We thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us, my God, in judgment, shall be condemned. Father, we thank you that we are blessed coming in. We are blessed going out. We are the head, not the tail, my God. We thank you, Father, that you are still God in our life. We thank you, Father, we are strong in the Lord and the power of his might, as we put the whole armor of God. And Father, we thank you, even as we stand against all the works of the devil, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, my God, that you order our steps every day. My God, order our steps, my God. Order our children's steps, my God. Order our husband's steps, my God. Order our family's steps, my God. In this morning, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. All things work together for the good because I love you, God, and you are called according to your purpose. We thank you, my God, that God is our refuge and strength, and every presence help in times of trouble. Oh, Yabasa. Oh, Yababa Speaker. Father, we thank you that you are God. We thank you, my God, even as we command the morning to take hold of the ends of the earth in the mighty name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you. That no arm has arm like you, Father, full of power and might, Lord. Lord, you have a mighty arm. Your hand is strong and your right hand is high, my God. So we thank you, even as we cover our children with the blood of Jesus. We thank you as we cover each and every person in the blood of Jesus. My God, release your power in our nations. Release your power upon your people, my God. Father, your people are dying, as you said in your word, that my people are dying of lack of knowledge. So, Father, this is a time and season that you should send your ambassadors to you, my God. Send people who will represent you, my God. Where are the prophets, Lord? Where are the evangelists, Lord? Where are the teachers, Lord? Where is fivefold ministry, Lord? Release your spirit, my Father, upon your people in this season. Let your greatness, Mudimaka, be seen in all this nation. Oh, Lord, you send your arm and deliver us, Lord, from the bondage, my God. Fear and dreadful upon the enemy of the greatness of our arm, my God. We are saying at this time, my God, that no arm comes against us and ever prosper, and no enemy will stand before us, my God. We trust unto you, Lord, and we believe unto you, my God. Father, increase our faith in this season. Let the spirit of intercession, my God, reign upon our life. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you, my God, even for prophecology, Lord. We thank you for your spirit that is going to be there, my God. We thank you for the fire of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for the change of our life, my God. In Jesus' mighty name, we bless you, Father, and we love you in the name of Jesus. Hayaba, amen and amen.
Prophetess Darlene.
Thank you, God.
Prophetess Darlene, did your call drop? Are you there? Amen. Prophetess Olivia, are you ready to move forward with the announcements?
Yes and yes.
Okay.
The announcement. The announcement.
I'm sorry, my phone died.
Okay.
Yeah,
amen.
Go ahead. Let me go ahead and pray.
Okay.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you the glory, for thou hast broken down all hedges. Thou hast brought his strongholds to ruin. For we are the circumcision who worship God in the spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. We thank you, Lord God, that as we press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus, the oppression of the enemy is broken, for in righteousness we shall be established, and we shall be far from oppression, for thou we shall not fear, and from terror it shall not come nigh us. We thank you, Father God, that no sickness nor disease shall come nigh our dwelling. We thank you, Father God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue risen against us in judgment is already condemned. And we thank you, Lord God, that we walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor do we stand in the way of the sinner, nor do we sit in the seat of the scornful, but our delight is in the law of the Lord and in our law, your law, Father God. We meditate day and night, and we are like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and we bring forth our fruit now in this season, and also our leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever we do shall prosper. We thank you, Lord God, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of every stronghold and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of you. And Father God, we thank you, God, that we pull down the stronghold of corrupt government. We pull down, Abashata, the stronghold of deception. We pull down the stronghold of racism. We pull down the stronghold of thievery and robbery and unjust weights and false balances. We pull down the stronghold of racist attacks against the people of God. We pull down every stronghold of displacing families. Father God, we dispatch your angels of war, Baba Shata Labase Telebe, to intervene, Darabosha, for you decreed in your word that you would break the bands of wickedness. Father God, that the fast that you have chosen would break the band of wickedness, will allow the oppressed to go free, and that the yokes would be destroyed because of your anointing. Father God, we release your anointing to flow, Rabashat, through that White House, through the Capitol, through the Senate chambers. Father God, through the judicial system, we release your anointing to flow through the educational system, through the medical systems, through the CDC, Father God. Lord God, we even take dominion over these inoculations, the demand to inoculate our children, causing autism, causing ADHD, causing all sorts of disabilities and seizure disorders. Father God, protect your children, we pray. We plead the blood of Jesus over them. We plead the blood of Jesus over our elders as they're being infected and infused with these inoculations for flu and shingles and causing Alzheimer's. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over them and over all your people, La Raba She Talaba. And we come against this flu demon, Ureka Basha Talaba, and we release your healing virtue to flow. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bless our Archbishop and our Pastor, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and we cover our first family, Father God. We decree and declare divine protection, El Rabakash, divine healing and unity in your spirit. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and because as we cover our first family, you cover our families. As we speak strength to them, you strengthen us. As we bless them, you bless us, and we love you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Prophetess Olivia. Who's doing the announcements?
Prophetess Olivia.
I was speaking on mute. Forgive me. Join Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan live Monday through Saturday at 9 o'clock. And the number to call is 515-604-9266. We also have at 12 noon Pop Life conference call where the prophets are speaking on a subject of prophecology and answering some questions regarding that. And then 8 p.m., join Prophet Joshua Jordan, the firstborn male son of Archbishop Ebenezer Jordan, Pastor Deborah Jordan, for an incredible teaching on the conference call. Then join us right back here at 12 midnight for the Midnight Cry Call when our leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan, and the company of prophets. You know, if this call has been a blessing to you, which I know it has been for me, you can text to give and sow a seed at 646-762-0433. That's text to give at 646-762-0433. Prayer request. If you have any prayer requests, you can email Pastor Deborah Jordan at www.PastorDeborahJordan.com, www.PastorDeborahJordan.com. Prophetess Darlene Gray.
Amen. Thank you so much. People of God, we bless you in the name of the Lord, and we thank each of you for being on the call. Amen. And I just want to reiterate Amen. To sow a seed. Amen. To show your gratitude. Amen. And to demonstrate your faith for the answer to prayer. Amen. Lay your gifts upon the altar. Amen. And amen. And we thank you, Company of Prophets. Thank you so much for your stand. Pastor Deborah loves and blesses and appreciates your commitment and your faithfulness. Archbishop appreciates you. I appreciate you. Amen. And we thank you for being a yes and your continued support. Have a wonderful Friday. God bless.